History in the Making. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News for a different look at your world. Today we'll share an announcement that advances the arts, media, culture, and the news under the banner of the Great Commission. We'll also take a look at the youth of Russia and how the body of Christ is revealing hope and a future. Mission Network News has spent over two decades of its 25 years praying at the speed of news as a service of Cornerstone University. But now, with God's fingerprints all over the blueprint, things are beginning to shift. Joe Stoll, president of Cornerstone, says,
Mission Network News has been an integral part of our ministry for so many years, and we've been excited and thankful to be able to bring what's happening globally in the kingdom of Christ to many in our listenership, and we've gotten so much good feedback on it. We realize that we've probably taken Mission Network News as far as we can take it going forward, and we're wondering, well, what does this mean for us now?
This doesn't mean an end to global stories about Christ, just that it's time to pass the baton, and God's already provided the next runner.
Then One Way Ministries comes along, and suddenly we realize that this ministry has the capacity to really fulfill even our dreams for what Mission Network News could become. They have global contacts. They have the passion to move it forward. All the ingredients that have made it so important and so successful remain intact. So we're really saying yes to our dream for Mission Network News. And the whole issue is what's best for the kingdom, that's what's best for Cornerstone University.
The vision of One Way Ministries matches the goal of Mission Network News to provide tools for Christians to get informed and involved in God's global mission. Founder Michael Thompson says,
One Way Ministries is about activating people to get involved in the Great Commission. And one of our strategies is to help people pray. We make online resources, videos that cover the needs of every nation, all 207 nations of the world.
God's people are all on the same team, and transitions like this one prove it. Cornerstone carried Mission Network News for a long time, and now he's called One Way Ministries to the line starting in June. Not to change the face of Mission Network News, but to pool resources and increase the impact.
We really believe God is in it, and the ultimate goal is, like I said, it's really to activate people, get people excited about what's going on in the world, so that they can take meaningful action, whether that's praying, giving, going, rallying behind mission organizations that are doing great work out there. So we're excited.
For detailed information on this and other prayer points, go to missionnews.org. Every 2.2 seconds, an orphan ages out of care. In the St. Petersburg region of Russia, Orphan Outreach is working to help those orphan graduates learn about family, adulthood, and the love of God. Natasha Votsyakova with Orphan Outreach.
The statistics are not good at all. They say that within the first 5 years after the graduation, 10% at least try to commit suicide.
Orphan Outreach's Russian NGO first meets with orphans before they age out and then works to provide customized care to help each one.
We provide whatever help is needed, whether it's relationships, whether it's financial, whatever is needed at the moment most.
And you can help. Find the details on how at our website. And finally, with youth struggling in Russia, it's hard to imagine leaving the future of the church in their hands. But in some areas of the world, that's exactly what's happening. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association explains.
What they were doing is they're developing the youth within the body life of the church. They are teaching the younger generation, both in music and Bible story teaching and preaching, and in all aspects, including evangelism, because you never know when God is going to call upon you to step into a role of contributing to the body life of the church.
In some towns, grandfathers and fathers are taken away in the night to be exiled or executed. That leaves their responsibilities to the youth. But God isn't leaving them. The point of this story? A catalyst to prayer. Find out how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories that you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.